The title of the message today is "The Earth is Full of God's Glory." You can also say the glory of God filled the earth. We live our life for one purpose. Our purpose is to serve the Lord. When we say the glory of God filled the earth, part of glory of God filling the earth is that your life is part of the puzzle that feeds the glory of God on earth. I will take my time to simplify this, then we're going to wrap it up. It is very important. I want you to please pay attention and follow me. Okay? I will take us to the book of Genesis. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 22. "And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and morning were the fifth day." Amen. Let's go to verse 26, Genesis 1, 26. Let's read 26 now. "Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the herds, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the head. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." Let's read verse 28. "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth." Hallelujah. Verse 31. "Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day." Amen. God created all the creatures, the earth, the animals, the fish, okay, the plants. He created everything. They were beautiful. And God blessed all those things that he created. Then God moved further. He called the host of heaven and said, "Let us create man in our image." And now God created Adam and Eve, the man and the woman. And the Lord did what? The Lord blessed them. And what did God say? God said, "Be multiply, be fruitful, and replenish the earth." Amen. Let's say you have a clan, your family clan. All the people that are in your family, they come together to have a carnival, an anniversary, whatever you might title it. Everybody comes together, you have a nice time, you have nice food, everybody rejoice, you all laugh, everybody went to. That is something good for that family. I mean, God created heaven and the earth. He created human being. He now blessed them. He said, "Be fruitful, be multiplied, and replenish the earth." This is joy. This brings gladness of heart, to the mind of God. It brings God's fulfillment, sense of satisfaction. This that I have created, I bless them to fruitful, to multiply, to replenish the earth. You know what it means to replenish the earth? Just be enjoying all the green plantation, all the beautiful things I have made. Everything will be falling in place. The way will be made for you. There will be opening door. There will be peace. There will be progress. There will be expansion. There will be fruitfulness. Whatever you lay your hands on will always prosper. The Lord will be advancing you. Things will be having progress in your life. This is what God said about all that he has created. First, the Adam and Eve, he said, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth." You can remove Adam and Eve and put your name there. That is, it's not just for you to manage to exist. There are some things that are in God's original plans and manual for you. God's original plan for you will come to pass either the devil like it or not. Amen. The Lord said, "Be fruitful, replenish the earth, multiply, just grow." With that, the title of the message is "The Glory of God Filled the Earth." Now, let's remove the collective word. Let's use single words. You as a person, me as a person. Because we are the pieces of the puzzle. When God made the earth to flourish with people, he put you as part of the number that made the earth to complete. You are part of the fruitfulness that God blessed. Part of fruitfulness that God created. And so your life on its own, in wholesome, has to be fruitful. Multiply and replenish the earth. And bring glory to God. Hallelujah. That takes us to the question. The reason why God made us. The reason what brings my parents joy is to see me that I'm happy. Isn't it? What makes you to be happy is that you see your child being at peace and happy. What makes God to be happy and be fulfilled is that when he sees me, he sees you, that you are okay, you are doing good. I pray that the Lord shall make it to happen in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, out of the mouth of babies and sucklings, I have ordained my praise. What am I trying to say? Your life must bring God joy. If something is not bringing God's joy in your life, it doesn't supposed to be there. If the enemy tossed it here when you were sleeping, the Lord will remove it today. If it grows by itself, the Lord will remove it. If you invited it by, you invited it yourself, the Lord will take it away from you. Anything that does not make God to be happy, circumstances and situation that does not make God to be happy over me, that when God sees me, he's not seeing me being replenishing and multiplying and being fruitful. God, please take it away. Can you turn that to prayer before we continue? I pray that the Lord will heal us. Things that are not in the right order, things that are not bringing God's blessing, that are not bringing fruitfulness and replenishment, let them not be there in our lives anymore. It doesn't matter how they have come. Either we invited them or they invited themselves. God, we pray, flush them out of our lives. We want to go into the place of replenishing and multiplying, glorifying God in beauty and holiness, in honor. That the world is saying that this life is blessed. This is what we claim. This is what we possess. This is our portion and this is our heritage. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's go to the book of Psalm 34. Psalm 34 verse 1. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Somebody say continually. You know the word continually, you can also replace it by continuously. Say, his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. This is the scripture. This is what our life is supposed to be. This is what your life is supposed to be. Somebody, this is what my life is supposed to be. That the praises of God must continually be in my mouth. Amen. Things of joy will always happen in your life. Amen. Things of peace will always happen for you. Amen. You always pass that test. You always get elevated. You always get promoted. You always have a new door open for you. You get a better job in the mighty name of Jesus. Children of God, I am telling you today, know what your right is and start living in that right. Your right is that the presence of God must continually be in your mouth. Circumstances that bring presence of God must continually be in your mouth. So as from today, you start declaring, every situation around me must allow the presence of God to continually be in my mouth. I must not live in depression. I must not live in sorrow. I must not live in loss. I must not live in pain. I must not live in agony. I must not live in uncertainty. I must not live in impossibility. I must not live in depression. I must not live in failure. Crying is not part of God's plan for me. Problem is not part of God's plan for me. If it comes there, you have to fight your way out of it. I said, it should not be there. What must not be there must not be there. That is what I'm trying to say. Don't accommodate what should not be in your life as a child of God. I want you to be inconvenient when something that should not be in your life is in your life. I want you to be aggravated when what is should not be in your life is in your life. I want you to be unsatisfied when things that should not be in your life is there. I want you to claim what belongs to you. I want you to rebuke the devil and say, no, sadness is not my portion. Bad story is not my portion. Bad report is not my portion. My portion is that the presence of God must what? Must what? The presence of God must what? Amen. From the beginning of this year, I started using that phrase. And something popped up, I said, there is no problem that God cannot solve. I always tell myself, it does not matter how it appears. I always remind myself, I want you to also borrow from this idea today. There is no what? There is no problem that God can never solve. And let me tell you something. Within a few minutes, I always find a solution. A day or two, there will always be the solution. There is no problem. I'm reminding you again, God's original plan is that your life must be in peace, with peace and joy, being fruitful, multiplying, and replenishing the earth, and bringing glory to God. Anything outside of that is not my portion. Hallelujah. Now, as I bring this to a close now, how can you apply the message of today to your life? Be positive-minded. Let's clap for my sister. Hallelujah. Who will make it to be positive-minded? Who? Oh, let's clap for my sister one more time. It is your choice to make, and you have to make it. Don't let people make that choice for you. Thomas and Constance dictated it for you. There are some things that is not people but circumstances. Declare yourself, I am a monument of joy and of testimony. Let me tell you something. There is nothing that anybody can do to you. In as much as you don't accept it and do it to yourself, you will always stay on top of it. Have an attitude of praise. They say, what does not kill you, make you stronger and better. Hallelujah. Few of us have been through many things in life. And that you are standing on your feet is as a result of you not giving up. And use that to encourage yourself for tomorrow. Are you listening to me? So remind yourself, you have seen it through, and you are still alive. You are still standing, you are still up. Don't you know that God is proud of you? God is proud of you. You may be looking at yourself like this. God is looking at you like this. Because this is a child that does not give up, no matter what comes his way. Hallelujah. Let me tell you. Try always. Make this one of your prayer points. That I also be conscious of it and be working on it. Always control your mindset. Who doesn't have bad thoughts? Raise your hand. I want you to start telling yourself today, I choose what to think about. Tell yourself. Say that. Say it loud. So when thoughts come to your mind, reply that thought and say, I myself will choose what to think about. Say that again. I need to hear you. When you say that, they will be so scared they will run away from you. They won't be able to control you anymore because they are in noise right now. Honestly, I choose what to think about because it's a place of joy for you. The Bible says, Psalm 34, his praises shall what? Continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. That is the end of my sermon, but I'm repeating it because I want you to never forget this. This week is a game changer for the rest of your life. I don't know how old you are. I said, his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And the second thing is what? What is the second one? Let's go, Baba, with me. I choose what to think about, not what comes to my mind. But myself, I will choose what to think about. It is what we teach Jesus' name. Now, bow down your heads and pray the prayer for yourself. God, your children become liberated today. Your children become liberated. They receive their deliverance. Your children receive their deliverance. They receive their freedom. Your children receive their liberation today. In the name of Jesus. Earth is filled with the glory of God. That the life of your children, including myself, will be part of the head that is filled with the glory of God. That our lives will be filled with the glory of God. The lives of your sons and daughters will be filled with the glory of God. We are going to be representative of the glory of God that filled the head. In the name of Jesus, let the name of God of heaven be praised. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus. I choose the name of the Lord. I choose the name of the Lord. Oh, for the name of the Lord is a sound of victory. I choose the name of the Lord. Father, we pray. You are going to occupy us with the praises of God. You will occupy our mind with the praises of God. You occupy our heart, our soul, our spirit with the praises of God. Our circumstances, our situation, we agree with the praises of God. Everything about us, everything about our life, we bring praises to God. Things that are against the praises of God will not come our way. We are the victors. We are the winners. We are the sources. We are the solution. We are the testimony to the glory of God. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.